We welcome to the show from the New York Extra.
Glenn Robbins, welcome to the show, my friend.
Well, I don't usually come on this show and break news, but I will this time.
Right.
Later today, the Mets are going to opt out.
The whole team. The team is opting
out. They're all going out. Huh? Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy Casey Stengel. What are you kidding me?
They're going to issue a statement written on a mask that they're opting out. And this way, you know, everyone gets a chance to play some golf still. Nobody gets hurt, especially the fans who've had to watch it.
Enjoy your trip to work with lots of laughs, thanks to Defo and Luby. Now on The Defo Show.
My attitude that I most definitely leave from.
Sun coming up. It's still raining here at Gulfstream Park for Trackside at the Breezeway Bar. Jeff DeForest, the birthday boy, Michael Luby Lubitz with you. 940 Winds, 1230 The Zone, and around the world on the iHeart Radio app. And it's always a pleasure to welcome this gentleman to the program. In fact, I was thinking this morning as I picked my New York Post up out of the front yard and got the plastic off and disinfected it, did whatever I do in terms of my COVID-19 ritual, that I'm hoping Len Robbins comes on the show today, because I used to love opening up the Post and seeing his articles in here. It was always one of the first things that I was drawn to. But now that he's an internet entrepreneur, we introduce Len Robbins of the New York Extra, which is a dynamite website. Len, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing okay, but didn't you always used to do that with the New York Post, even before COVID?
Disinfected, yeah. Well, I mean, the political views aren't exactly in conjunction with some of mine, being a Jewish kid from New York. But, I guess maybe some of those guys are experiencing, some kind of siding with the Post. But on the back cover today, this was great, Len. I don't know if you have a copy of this thing or you read the paper online now or however you are getting this information. I know you're busy with the New York Extra. But I open it up, and actually it looks like one of our degenerate friends here from the track. This picture looks very much very indicative of one Larry the Leaper, as we call him, after he loses a giant pot of gold that could have been coming his way on a disqualification. Rich Cotite is featured on the back. And I don't know if you saw this story, because you have to really go some distance to even conjure up such a thing. And it says, even the 1-15 gang of 96 say this year's group is the worst team in Jets history. That's above the headline, 96 jeers. That's a lot of audacity, is it not? I mean, for the 96 team to call out anybody, is that something that's circulating around New York as being somewhat problematic, that these guys, these bums that went 1-15 are saying this team stinks even worse?
You know, you'd think you want to keep whatever claim to fame you have. I think that story was written by Mark Canizzaro. He and I were talking about it the other day. And look, who's the happiest man in the NFL right now?
That would have to be
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, Bell for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, did you see that? I mean, there was a political ad. We were talking about it yesterday. I saw it at the end of a big stream of Biden-Trump stuff. And then all of a sudden it said, the Jets suck. And then there was Le'Veon Bell, and he said, I'm Le'Veon Bell, and I approve this message. He was traded like the next day, or he was cut loose.
That's very good. At least we know who the opponent was. I see so many ads these days, political ads, where they just, like, rip a candidate, and they never say who's running against them.
Exactly.
No. It's just like, this guy's so corrupt, he couldn't possibly. I mean, you'd be better off, having some dictatorship out of the movie Bananas, yeah.
Yeah. And you know, when I hear that this guy's so corrupt, I'm like, I'm voting for him.
Because you can only be so corrupt, right?
Exactly.
This is the way we're looking at it. Cotite, I mean, he's always the example, but is Adam Gase starting to lean into that territory? No, he can't be, because he won 7 games last year with a little bit of a rally.
Look, things are so much different now than when Cotite was here. You know, obviously you didn't have the amount of coverage and the intensity of coverage. But, you know, here's the thing that I've asked all the time, right? What did Adam Gase ever really do to deserve being a head coach in the NFL? Wow. I mean, he had that one great season, 2013 with the Broncos, where they scored 606 points. He had a quarterback by the name of Peyton Manning. Yeah. He had, a tight end by the name of Julius Thomas. He had an incredible, incredible arsenal. So, I mean, you couldn't screw that up. You couldn't. And then he, you know, he becomes the offensive coordinator, I think, at Chicago. They're like 18th. So the Dolphins grab him up because you got to get the 18th best offensive coordinator. And when the Dolphins cast him aside, the Jets pounce as they always do.
Yes. I mean, that was one of the strangest hires we've ever seen. Well, we mentioned the other day that he's probably feeling the cold steel of the sword of Damocles already making a little bit of an indentation on his neck. Do you see that happening? Because this is not the M.O. of the Jets organization. Didn't Kotite go the distance that year before he finally got canned?
Might as well let him go 1-15, right? I
mean, you can't see if you can equal greatness in terms of futility.
Who can tell anybody what the Jets are doing? I mean, if ever there was going to be a time to make a change, it was after that, you know, Thursday night loss to the Broncos when they then had, you know, 10 days to prepare. So, you know, either promote an assistant or, you know, you get somebody who's not doing well on Wall Street to say, I can run the team. And then you start, like, vetting candidates now so that, you know, when the end of the season comes, you just don't make a knee-jerk reaction like they did last time. The Jets are just really – yeah, I think you guys invite me on by talking about the Mets, that the Mets are opting out. Change the M to a J.
Jets are just opting out.
Running a parallel, there's no question.
Len, man, I want to ask you, though, because you have and I'm here at the Off-Lease Only Studios, Defo, of course, on this Deal Degenerate Fridays at Gulfstream Park. I want to ask you, because you have a bird's-eye view of Sam Darnold. I keep talking to New York people about him because we hear Devo and I both liked him a lot coming out of USC. And he was a guy I was sort of frustrated that the Dolphins didn't have a chance to get. I know he takes some chances and the kid, you know, does the gunslinger thing. But, like, again, I still don't understand how you can have any real opinion on the guy since he has no offensive line, no skill position talent, and no defense. And then a coach that seems to be getting in his way. Like, do you feel that he's not the answer quarterback and that they should be in the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes, the Jets?
Look, I'm in the same camp as you. I don't usually say that publicly, but I will this time. you know, and I was talking to a couple of guys. Like, what if Sam Darnold came out and went to an organization like the Pittsburgh Steelers, the way Ben Roethlisberger did, you know, many years ago when he came out as a gunslinger, a guy who could take some chances? Look at the career that he's had. I don't know how you can bring any young quarterback into the Jets system and expect him, you know, to succeed, to develop. It's just, it literally is the three-ring circus, and I don't think he knows which guy to, you know, turn to, except the sideshow. I mean, everything's a sideshow with the Jets. I feel bad for Sam. Plus the fact that, I got to tell you, he's a great kid. I mean, if you ever meet this kid, you just fall in love with him. He's a super kid.
Len Robbins of the New York Extra with us here at 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone, and the iHeartRadio app. You're a big college football guy, and I'm sure you were following this story or maybe even commenting on it. This genius idea of Dan Mullen to put 90,000 slobbering, toothless Gator fans into Ben Hill Griffin Stadium to see them take on a very badly depleted LSU team. And then, ironically, the next day, so many COVID-19 positives come up inside the Gator football organization that they have to postpone the game and now reschedule it for December. But what did you think of the idea of having that many people, and you dealt with COVID-19, assembling in a stadium where essentially the people get most of their nutrition from stills?
I thought you were talking about the Tennessee game. I'm sorry. Hey, look, I have a new award that I'm hoping the New York Extra will sponsor. It's the COVIDiot
nice.
Of the week.
Yeah,
that's right?
A good idea.
Right?
I think there'd be a runaway winner on that.
Right. Dan Mullen, who, by the way, I like. I think he's a really good guy, and I think he's a super offensive mind. I mean, you know, they get upset at Texas A&M because they let fans in there. And now I've pretty sure that the emergency rooms all throughout, you know, Texas are now flooded with A&M fans. And he says he wants the swamp full. I mean, why don't you just open up a good old vat of COVID-19 and let everybody, like, dip their cup in on the way into the stadium?
Very Jonestown-esque, yes. I mean, I guess he buys into that herd immunity theory, which, you know, I'm not sure how much, you know, relevance that actually has. All right, this isn't possible, is it? Len Robbins, that the fans in New York have turned on Aaron Judge and are not big supporters of his. And this is also a Joel Sherman piece in the Post, Rush to Judge. Surprisingly, some fans seem ready to jettison Bombers' injury-prone star slugger. Now, it's one thing if they're talking about Giancarlo, the former Marlin, but isn't Judge sacred there in New York? I mean, this seems like a very hard, you know, hard verdict to come up with.
Yeah, I think he's totally safe. I mean, you know, he is the face of the franchise. You know, since he's come into the league, I think he's led the league in jersey sales every year until this year. I think Mookie sold a little bit more because he was working on the corner of Park Avenue and, you know, 53rd.
That's what Mookie's up to now after that thrill in Manila with the Mets.
But, you know, that just shows you, like, you know, the power, if you will, of, you know, social media these days. A couple of knuckleheads get on there and, you know, say, oh, he's gotten hurt a bunch of times. He's got to go. He's a terrific all-around player. He's exactly what the Yankees want to be, the face of the franchise. I know that disgusts a lot of people. He's not going anywhere.
Does John Cena play him for sure in the movie? John Cena as Aaron Judge? When Pride of the Yankees is remade, there's a little bit of a dead ringer thing there, is it not?
No, I think that's pretty good. Maybe hard to. That's really good. Who came up with that?
I just thought of it. I was thinking picturing John Cena and Aaron Judge's picture here in the Post, and I'm thinking, wow, this is a natural here. Just like Jamie Foxx, if he wasn't doing Mike Tyson, would be playing Jimmy Butler. What did you think of all that? You're a basketball observer. What did you make of the whole LeBron thing? Winning the championship and that run that the Miami Heat had?
Well, first of all, I think you just summed up really what Degenerate Friday is all about, where, you know, sperm of the moment, you can tell me who's going to play Aaron Judge and, you know, who's going to play Jimmy Butler. This is what inquiring minds want to know on a
yes.
Friday morning when they're getting ready for the weekend.
No doubt.
Okay, so what was the question? Because I thought it was
well, just you know, you're looking at LeBron, and there's always going to be debate as long as Skip Bayless has a show as to what his career has been all about. I don't see how you can knock it, regardless of how many Euro steps he's allowed or how many people he can knock down like bowling pins while he's rolling his way through the paint and wipes out an entire team. But I'm a fan of what he's accomplished. I don't see how you could be anything else but if you're a sports fan.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you know, he certainly is one of the greatest of all time. But, you know, the thing that I took out of that series was actually all Heat. Number one, I thought Jimmy Butler clearly established himself as one of, you know, the top 10, 12 players in the league, one of the few guys who has the body makeup and the mentality to not be afraid of LeBron James, you know, to defend him when he needed to go at him when he needed to. But also, and I know people don't like hearing this word culture because it's overused, but the culture of the Miami Heat is as good as it gets. You know, I mean, they didn't have Bam for a game. They lost the Dragon, you know, basically for most of the series. I was astounded they won two games. They just kept coming back and working hard. They play team ball. They won it. I got to tell you, I came away so impressed with the Miami Heat.
Yeah, it's too bad that Goran Dragic's thing didn't work out like it did with Willis Reed. How would you compare current Knick culture to that which you just described?
Why'd you have to go there?
I was wondering if he was going to. I wanted to ask about the Knicks, but I didn't want to ruin his weekend.
Yeah, I guess that's a poor way to end on.
I was bringing a lot of energy, a lot of positivity. Look, you know, the Heat exists so that New York snowbirds have the chance to see what real basketball culture is.
Well said. It's stone crab season when you get down here if you're ever traveling again. We'll have to take in a night at Joe's, 107 years down there. And we don't care about the price, which, you know, we often ask this question. Maybe you can help us out with that. May have put it to you before. More overrated, the stone crab or Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper.
With that, yes.
Great
spot. We rest our case. And thank you so much, Len Robbins. It's always a pleasure. New York Extra, how can people get involved, see all your stuff on the New York Extra?
If they have the internet, they can go on and get it. www.thenewyorkextra.com. It's free.
Nice.
Always brilliant stuff. Len, we love you. Thanks so much for coming on.
Guys, always a pleasure. Have a great weekend.
Be safe, my man. We'll talk
to you
later.
Thanks a lot. Len Robbins, very much on his game today. We're out here, and the sun is starting to come through, and the rain's about to stop. It's going to be a gorgeous day to be out here at Gulfstream Park. More fan access. That's the big buzz. It doesn't mean they're going to have like a Dan Mullen thing going on here, but come on out, and I think they'll probably be able to accommodate you today. They have the live racing going on across town there at Gulfstream Park West. But all kinds of great simulcasting opportunities here, including Keeneland. That meet is winding down. That's been going for a couple of weeks already, so a lot of great racing over the weekend. You can make some plans now to come out. Come out early and get yourself a spot here. The Tiki Bar is open, Silk Simulcasting. Casino you can punch away, and over across the way at the Village of Gulfstream Park, have some tables outside. They got a window right there inside Christine Lee's, so you can get some great food and drink. And just have yourself a wonderful afternoon, a little return of a semblance of normalcy here at Gulfstream Park. I'll keep you posted about more fan expansion opportunities here at Gulfstream Park as well. Great to be out here representing Deal Volkswagen on this fine Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. A gorgeous day shaping up here in South Florida. Jeff DeForest, Mike Luby Lubitz, the birthday boy. And we should just have a final lightning round session where people can wish you a happy birthday. Luby, you want to do that? Try and attempt that?
I think we're
going to
have a special guest at 9:35. Someone that people hear every Thursday here on the show wants to wish me happy birthday on the show. So I think we're going to find room for him as well.
Well, I hope you'll sing. I really do.
You don't want my singing. Hope...
Not you.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Yeah. People have enough trouble just hearing you talk. All right.
Oh, Jesus.
Happy birthday, Luby. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 9:22. I don't drive as much as I was going back 6-7 months ago, but when I do, I realize it's a real clown show out there. Mark Lawrence, burial last night with the hook, the dagger right there in the small of my back. That hook did me in again. I should know better. What would happen to you? We've asked you this before. If you actually were giving points in a ball game, would you be able to live with yourself or look yourself in the mirror the next day?
I would probably be ordering my last meal at the same time.
There is nothing better than Defo. It's now time for the Defo Show.
Sun popping out here as we're trackside at the Breezeway Bar at Gulfstream Park. Great to be on here. More fans come out, more fan access. Check out all the latest information, things that are happening here at Gulfstream Park at GulfstreamPark.com. It's a Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday, and nobody better to welcome on a Degenerate Friday than a real degenerate's degenerate. Because this man has numerology that is absolutely fascinating. If he was around very early on in history, Rene Descartes, nobody ever would have heard of the graph. That's for sure, the way this guy works things out with his permutations and equations. Mark Lawrence of Playbook.com joins us here on the show. Mark, how are you, my friend?
Doing real good, Defo. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, and I'm thinking there are some dogs out there. You know, we're sniffing around for some underdogs, and who better to talk to about that than you, a guy who has not picked a favorite on the show. Luby claims that you picked one favorite like 6 years ago, but I don't believe that to be the case. I don't think it's
in your
blood.
Well, that must have been by mistake. I can only imagine that.
He probably wrote down the wrong side, as he's been inclined to do when following the handicappers. All right, the people are always anxious for your information, Mark. So we're going to get right to it. I did want to ask you this, though, because it popped up earlier in the show with Brandon Lang, and he was talking about how the line in the Georgia-Alabama game only moved 2 points in Georgia's favor when it came out that Nick Saban would not be on the sidelines. And I wonder what your thought was about a coach being on the sidelines or not being worth any points. Do you normally have some kind of a feel for what that might be worth? Or does it, obviously it depends on the coach, but is Saban worth 2 points in terms of the spread?
I think he absolutely is. You know, the best coach in college football, and he's a mastermind who does everything on the sidelines. I'm sure he'll be in somebody's ear, Steve Sarkisian's ear, some way, somehow, this Saturday, but he will not be on the sidelines. And I think this game will even move 3 points by the time the game kicks off.
You think they'll have some kind of Carlos Beltran signaling system going on where he's banging on garbage cans at the top of the stadium there as the lone fan in attendance? That could be. It's hard to imagine the SEC won't give special consideration somehow that they wouldn't accord anybody else for Nick Saban to accommodate his wishes. I heard him grousing about it a little bit, that it's ridiculous that he can't come to the stadium because he's feeling fine. But we've heard that before, and it didn't work out so good for a lot of people. All right, what are we looking at first? We'll take a couple of college selections here from Mark Lawrence of Playbook.com.
Well, we're going to hop on the SS Valdez this week, and we're going to play against these leaking oil favorites. These are one of our favorite ploys.
Very nice.
Are basically, yes, football teams who are favored, and they've been outyarded in each of the last three games in a row. Very, very difficult to make cases for them. It's like a racehorse that's finished last three games in a row, and you're going to send them off as a favorite. Doesn't matter to whom, they just shouldn't be the favorite. College football, first play, we're going to play East Carolina, taking 3 points against Navy. This is a Navy football team this year that's down leagues from where they were last year. Obviously, they lost Malcolm Perry, their quarterback. They're nothing close to what they were. They've been outyarded in all four of their games this year, has Navy. They're 2-2 in the season, but those wins are just by 2 and 3 points. They're going to go into East Carolina, who's feeling pretty good right now off of an underdog upset win last week. I think East Carolina plus the 3 would make our first XX Valdez play, leaking oil play, on Saturday's college football card.
The pesky Pirates, as they're known. All right, that's play number 1 in the colleges. Mark Lawrence with play number 2 on the college grid.
Number 2, we're going to go to the Southeast Conference, which is playing some pretty good football. Lack of defense, but nonetheless some interesting football. And we're going to play Arkansas plus 1.5 against Ole Miss. This is an Ole Miss football team that comes in with the worst defense of all the FBS teams that are playing today. They're allowing 641 yards a game. That's twice as many yards a game as most teams should be allowing. But nonetheless, they're doing just that. They've been outyarded in all three of their football games thus far this football season here. And they've also got a little bit of a COVID dilemma, as I just heard this morning here, that they've been really hit with. They might not have enough players to suit up for the football game. So hopefully this game plays. And if it does, Arkansas plus the 1.5 will be our second play.
Mark Lawrence, Playbook.com with us here on 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone, and the iHeartRadio app on this Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday from the breezeway here at Gulfstream Park. Does a man your constitution have enough nerve to go ahead and take 9.5 with the Jets over the Dolphins? Jersey Kyle's new girlfriend turns around as he was about to bet the Jets and taking the 9.5, and she said, "I wouldn't take those rats if I was getting 20. Which, I mean, he gave her a ring right then on the spot for that kind of degenerate lingo, but I don't know if that's one of your plays, Mark, but, I mean, would you even consider it?
Well, I would consider it for a couple of reasons. Number one, Miami's off that huge, huge surprise win last week, the wipeout win at San Francisco. So now they're going to change roles. They're going to go from a big dog to a big favorite here. They're only 2-12 to the spread as favorites of 7 or more. Miami is doing just that. Then you've got the Adam Gase factor here. Maybe his football team might want to play for him coming back home. Who knows? But I think it's just more a case of Miami should not carry this kind of weight and lay these many points against anybody in the league. So I would hold my nose, get the clothespin out, and play the New York Jets.
All right, but that wasn't one of your official plays here that we're going to go ahead and tack on to your record. All right, so give it to us, 2 games and a pros.
Okay, 2 more against leaking oil favorites. We're going to fade the Detroit Lions, play Jacksonville plus 3.5, a home dog in this football game. And the Lions aren't much anyway to begin with, let alone laying points on the road. They're just 1-12 to the spread in the first of back-to-back road games. And Jacksonville's been a pretty good play when they've been at home against opponents that they beat the last time they played, or opponents that have rest, I should say, and they beat. I think Jacksonville plus the 3.5 pulls the rug out on Detroit for the first play on Sunday.
Very nice. And we're going to complete the parlay with?
We're going to complete it with the Houston Texans taking 3.5 against Tennessee, catching Tennessee in this football game after the big win over Buffalo, the home underdog win against Buffalo on Tuesday with a little bit shorter rest here for Tennessee. The Houston Texans have now climbed back into the race, at least for the moment, with Romeo Crennel as their head coach. And remember, this is a Houston Texan football team that has won the NFC South 4 of the last 5 years. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if this team doesn't go on a little bit of a run between now and the end of the football season and be a much improved football team from where they started. Obviously, Bill O'Brien was not really the guy in the locker room that players wanted to play for. I can look for an inspired effort from Houston. So we'll fade Tennessee in another leaking oil favorite role and play Houston plus the 3.5.
The world championship handicapper Mark Lawrence with us here on 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone, and the iHeartRadio app. Playbook.com is where you can find a lot of just great information, and he really analyzes virtually everything in all sports, college, pro, doesn't matter, and whether it's baskets, baseball, has information and trends on virtually everything. Were you the guy, I thought I heard your name mentioned, or something about Playbook.com, that submitted the question to Amy Coney Barrett in the confirmation hearings about whether or not she was in favor of making it a federal mandate to have sports wagering in all states?
I would have loved to have been that person. No, I can't take credit for that, but I love the accolade and the fact that if I were grilling her, that would have been my question. So you hit it right on the head.
Yeah, expansion of simulcasting. Are you going to bring back dog racing? I mean, all of these things that were swirling through my mind, and nobody nobody even mentioned it or brought it up. It seemed like they just wasted the poor woman's time. All right, playbook.com. How can people get more of your stuff, Mark Lawrence?
Real easy, Defoe. Just log on to the website, playbook.com. We've got three weekly newsletters, our weekly Playbook football newsletter, our weekly midweek alert newsletter. That's the racing form of football newsletters. And our totals tip sheet, the only totals tip sheet in the nation, all available online at playbook.com.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Another four-dog night here on the program. And we thank you, as always, for being with us. Have a great weekend, and good luck with all your plays.
Hey, enjoy the games this weekend. You guys be well. Take care, and I'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Lawrence, man.
All right, the great Mark Lawrence, world championship handicapper, knows his stuff, and the ultimate trend guy, huh? Came up with a lot of beauties there. 12-1 against the spread after a full moon when the American flag was flying at half mast. It's amazing. No, this guy mesmerizes me with the numerology. I absolutely love it. I'm not a trend believer by nature, Luby, because you're thinking, what does some game in 1943 have to do with what's going on today? But obviously there's something to it, right? I mean, they're trend players, and they're wildly successful just playing numerology as if they were Bill James there doing a baseball abstract. All right, we're coming back with more. It's Luby's birthday today. Happy birthday once again,
Luby.
Thank you,
sir.
I think your work has risen to a new level.
There you go.
I don't know exactly what that means.
Yeah, what level is that, and where was it?
tired, man. Can you smell that? That's unbelievable. No, it's risen to a new level. I mean that in all sincerity. And you're doing a fine job, and happy birthday. We wish you all of the best on this fine day. Is Shirley going to let you do anything on your own? Or
going to let me? Well, on my own. That's how you like celebrating.
Are you still
your
wearing a shock collar, by the way? I think that's been outlawed. The shock collar.
Shock collar.
Jesus. As if you were going to do something on the floor there in the living room. My
Shut
God.
Up.
This isn't some S&M thing, man. It's strictly
no,
about
you're
obedience.
I'm going to make a mess. No, little Luby, don't do that.
All right.
Oh, Jesus.
Happy birthday, kid.
Thank you, sir.
Coming back with more. Beautiful day shaping up here as we battle COVID-19. But no problem here at Gulfstream Park. They've got the safety protocols, disinfectant, everything. Billy Badgett's done a marvelous job allowing more fans out here. They open up the Tiki Bar. They were working on that for a long time, so that's a beautiful place to hang. And we'll come back with more from our spot here, Trackside. Couldn't be any better. Couldn't be any happier than to be Trackside on a deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. Jeff DeForest and the birthday boy, Mike Luby Lubitz, back in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 9:39.
What kind of question is that?
What kind of a question is that?
How could you ask me a question like that?
Answer my question! The question, jerk!
It's time for today's mini trivia challenge, brought to you by the law offices of Jared Spingarn. If you're injured in an accident, call 833-HIRE-JARED, 833-447-3527. Log on to HIREJARED.com. It's not just business, it's personal. For today's championship question, we look at the famous quarterback draft of 1983. It's significant historically, especially with the Jets in town to take on the Dolphins this week. The Jets selecting 24th had their fans mystified as they took quarterback Ken O'Brien. who was decent, but certainly no Dan Marino, who was chosen at number 27, with the next-to-last pick of that year's first-round draft. Today's HireJared.com trivia challenge question is, what player was taken just after Marino with the very last pick of that year's first round? Was it Dan Mosbar, Jim Jeffcoat, Dave Remington, or Daryl Green? That answer in a moment. For Jared Spingard, your injury is not just business, it's personal. After suffering devastating injuries in a near-fatal car crash at 18 and dealing with unjust insurance companies in his own case, Jared decided to dedicate his life's work to help the injured. No law firm is better equipped to handle or understand your case than the law offices of Jared Spingard. If you're a victim of a car crash, pedestrian accident, slip and fall, spinal cord injury, wrongful death, or medical malpractice, log on to HireJared.com. That's HireJared.com. Or call 833-HIRE-JARED. And instead of getting hustled by your attorney, get the one firm that's going to hustle for you. Hire Jared has the resources, the record of success, and over 1,000 winning cases worth of experience. No injury is minor when it's yours. Call 24/7 for a no-obligation free evaluation of your case. You pay nothing unless you win. Don't let your case become just another number. Log on to HireJared.com or call 833-HIRE-JARED and see what a difference personalized service can make. Jared Spingarn has been in your shoes. It changed his life. Let the law offices of Jared Spingarn help change yours. Somehow the astute NFL scouts really whiffed on this one. After letting Marino drop to 27 that year, the Redskins chose corner Daryl Green with the last pick of that first round. Green would play until 2002 and was inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame in 2008. That's today's mini trivia challenge brought to you by the law offices of Jared Spingarn for all personal injury matters. And remember, if you don't win, you don't pay. Log on to HireJared.com or call 833-HIRE-JARED, 833-447-3527.
Jerry Bailey,
can you win one tonight?
Come on and win one.
Make that horse move faster.
Win one.
Come on, it's been a disaster.
Win one.
I need some dough right now.
Win one.
Jerry Bailey, can you win one, please? Jerry Bailey.
The morning just isn't right without Defo. We now return to the Defo Show.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to myself. Happy birthday to me. Ba-dum-bum.
I'm not sure which one of those musical selections was worse. Jersey Kyle hitting the high notes there as if he was with the Four Seasons. Unbelievable. And, of course, I always thought that song was about Jerry Bailey, Sherry Baby. I don't know why we got confused on that. It would be more appropriate now than back in the day when that was circulating out there in the music world. And, of course, it's happy birthday wish to Mike Luby Lubitz. You say we have a special mystery celebrated guest.
Yes, sir.
I want to wish you a happy birthday, Luby. Well, let's go ahead and make that connection.
He's on.
Yes.
Tony Segreto here.
Oh, baby, Tony Segreto. I knew it. I had Tony at 8 to 5. Very good.
Yeah. Listen, if I had my accordion here in Vermont, I may bring up just for these moments, I'd be playing Happy Birthday on my accordion.
Oh, that'd be
and
great.
Singing to you.
That'd be great.
I thought you had a happy family life, Tony, and your parents liked you. How could they make you play the accordion? Or was that your own choice?
That was always punishment. You know, I'm telling you what, that, you know, I just heard your trivia challenge, how the scouts and all the predictors whiffed on Daryl Green and Dan Marino. That was something my parents whiffed on. You know, here is this Italian, you know, overweight young boy, young kid, you know, and they give him the accordion, and it's like, are you kidding me right now? I mean,
Do you want me to be
more of a nerd? But anyway, I called to wish Luby a happy birthday. We joke a lot. I'm going to give you a moment here. We joke a lot about this.
Play some violin music in the background. Do something appropriate. Give him the
Godfrey
Lovejoy music.
Special. he's a special guy. He's a special guy, and he keeps you afloat, Defo. You know what? He keeps you afloat. I'm not going there. I love you, man. Happy birthday. Have a great day. I hope you and Shirley have a great day. I hope you have big plans. I hope you have, like, some...
We will leave the house. We will leave the house, yes.
I would go to Texas Roadhouse, man.
That's not the worst. We're probably doing that tomorrow. I've already decided that. That's tomorrow night.
Yeah. It depends, Tony, if he gets the shock collar taken off for an hour. That's the question with Shirley.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Well, listen, yeah. Defo, I'm going to make you laugh real quick about the accordion.
Okay.
And this is like 30 seconds. So one of my early mentors at NBC was Jack Kearns, the famous fishing reporter, who was the fishing reporter and he would his line was tight lines and good fishing. Anyway, he was my mentor and taught me how to shoot a camera, all these different things. Well, Jack, you know, about, I don't know, 10 years, 12 years into my career, maybe not quite that much, he passes away, and his wife calls me. She said, we're going to have a reading of the will, and we'd love to have you there. So I said, oh, my God, yeah. And I was still this young, young kid, wasn't making a nickel. And Jack was known as, you know, being quite wealthy because he really saved his money. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, maybe this is, like, something special. So it's just a scene right out of The Honeymooners, man. I'm there, and I'm, you know, they're reading the will, and I bequeath, you know, $500,000 to this one and $250,000 to this one. Ooh. And to my dear friend Tony Segretto, I leave my accordion. So now I have two.
Yeah. Well, unless he copped it off Lawrence Welk, it probably was pretty worthless, I would imagine. So, yeah, it was always the fat kid that got the accordion, the tuba, or occasionally the French horn. No, the
French horn for sure. French horn for sure.
Oh my gosh!
You're all hurt on the French horn. All right, Tony, we love you, man. It's always a pleasure. Of course, Tony, you catch him every Thursday, old school, with us here, and that's always a great time for us. And go Canes, Tony. I know a lot of people are picking against him now, taking the 12, but I think you feel comfortable. They're going to make a good showing. So, well, let's hope so, and
I'll talk
to you again next week. All right, my friend.
Happy birthday, Luby. See you guys.
Thanks, Segretto, man. Love you. Be safe.
All right, thanks a lot. Tony Segretto, ladies and gentlemen. Old school with Tony Segretto. Well, it was nice of him to call in. Was he tuned in Vermont?
He's there.
Very good.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Excellent. All right, we're coming back with a lot more. Well, not a lot more, like about a minute.
Not much more.
No, but we have a lot to tell you in that short period of time.
Yes.
And a greet comes your way at 3 o'clock. We're having a blast out here. It's just been a beautiful morning at the Breezeway Bar at Gulfstream Park, and I love the fact that there's more fan access now. So there's a possibility you can come out here early tomorrow or even later on today. I would imagine today, if you came out, you're pretty much assured a spot of getting in as they start to matriculate more people back into the equation here at Gulfstream Park. They're doing a great job with that. You'll feel totally comfortable, totally safe, and you're going to absolutely love it here at Gulfstream Park. It's a deal, Volkswagen Degenerate Friday, about to wrap up in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 9:54.
Lovely and talented one, Leslie Visser, with us here on the show. All right, let me have it, Leslie. Yes.
When the Duke and I introduce you to Roger Penske, please do not talk about the borscht belt. Did you ask if the Duke would give you a stack of sticks?
Yes, earlier in the show, which I said I could turn Duke's large stack of sticks into a short stack by Sunday night.
He would prefer to give it to the pigskin princess. He'd give it to Brunhilde before he'd give it to you. All right, that's it. I can't take any more.
Grab a bagel and a schmear, plus some Defo and Luby. Welcome back to the Defo Show.
She's a lady.
It was originally said, and I don't know how far down this could have gone, that working with Luby was going to sink my career, but the tributes keep pouring in to this man on his birthday, including another special mystery guest. Special mystery guest, please identify yourself.
I have no idea why Luby, who came into our world 10 years ago, has stayed with you. Did he know he was going to be working with Borat?
Can't you just wish the kid a happy birthday?
Yeah, no one wants to hear from you, Defo. I did say to Luby, and this is true, I said, Luby, congratulations on your birthday. Love to you and Shirley. And remember, from working with Defo, you can't always be young, but you can always be immature. Goodbye.
It's true.
perfect way to end this thing up.
That's the best
the lovely and talented Leslie Visser on a Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. We have to run. We'll see you tomorrow at 8 following the weekly Fisherman. Eric Brandon, Steve Waters on the call there, 6 to 8. Outstanding show. Even if you hate fishing, you're going to love the show. And if you love fishing, then it's absolutely an essential. We'll have the Hylia Park Trivia Challenge after that. Thanks, as always, to the people here at Gulfstream Park. They always take great care of us, and it's just brilliant to be out here by the rail as the horses were working out all morning long here. And thanks to the people at Deal Volkswagen. Always a pleasure. And that very generous gift they gave to Luby's favorite charity. They yes. actually didn't say, well, you never made it official. That was great. All right, we have to run to Greek at 3 o'clock, and we'll see you tomorrow at 8 as we leave you now that.
The time...
It's 10:01.
Let's go to eat a damn snack.
Look what they've done to my show.